Alaskans, we're still dealing with a pandemic. Longer nights and seasonal affective disorder don't make it any easier. We encourage you to take care of both your mental and physical health this winter. Get outside, enjoy traditional foods, connect with your community, and keep your body moving. Let's take care of ourselves and each other.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Wisconsin tribes are raising concerns about the proposed reroute of the Enbridge Line 5 oil pipeline. Tribes are concerned the state is not providing a clear picture of how the project will impact surrounding tribal territories and waters, and say tribal rights are not being properly taken into account. Jonah Chester reports.
The Red Cliff Band's territory is just north of the proposed Line 5 reroute. Noah Saperstein with the Red Cliff Environmental Department says the draft environmental impact statement is too flawed to serve as the foundation for future impact statements.
Should all of these concerns be addressed and included into the next environmental impact statement, it'd be a document that looks so drastically different than what was released for public review that it would be something that would warrant another public comment period.
The Red Cliff Band has passed a resolution calling for the removal of Line 5 from tribal territories. Environmental Director Linda Nguyen says preserving tribal lands begins with honoring tribal treaty rights.
Red Cliff remains committed to protecting Nibe, which is water, and Aki, which is land, you know, an heir of our current and ancestral homelands for our people and the generations to come.
Line 5 currently carries oil through Michigan and Wisconsin, crossing about a dozen miles of the Bad River Reservation in the Northwoods. The Department of Natural Resources says it will consider all public input before issuing a new environmental impact statement for the project. Enbridge says keeping the nearly 70-year-old pipeline up and running is critical to the company's operations in the U.S. and southern Canada. Wisconsinites can weigh in by email or attend a public hearing on the proposal on February 2nd. I'm Jonah Chester.
This week, we're taking a look at some top stories and newsmakers of 2021. In March, Indigenous people across the country celebrated the confirmation of Deb Haaland as Secretary of the Interior.
What an important and historic time. Just overjoyed and just really, really hopeful.
That was Charlene Upbuck's reaction. She's with the group Native Movement. Haaland, Laguna, and Jemez Pueblo made history becoming the first Native American cabinet secretary. She's also one of the first Native American women to serve in Congress, where she was a strong advocate for indigenous and environmental issues. During her confirmation process, key Republican senators opposed Haaland's nomination due to fossil fuels. Indigenous grassroots groups across the country made calls, wrote letters, and used social media urging for her confirmation, including Native Movement.
I know that our base did a lot of communications and really sent in those letters and expressed our support.
After being sworn in on her first day as Secretary of the Interior, Haaland promised to reach out to tribes to fully involve them in decisions and work on Indian country issues. Haaland made those comments during a briefing with a group of reporters, members of the Native American Journalists Association, which included National Native News. Native journalists were given first access to Haaland. She's been instrumental in White House events, including the Tribal Nations Summit with President Biden. Haaland has met with tribal leaders in person and during virtual events. Recently, Haaland vowed to continue to include indigenous voices in decision-making during her address to the Alaska Federation of Natives virtual convention.
Interior is centering indigenous voices in all of our work. We are strong. We are still here. We have traditional knowledge and contributions to make to this country. We'll be consulting on important policy topics in the months to come. I see it as my job to uplift your voice.
Some of Haaland's initiatives for Indian Country in 2021, the creation of a missing and murdered unit to pursue justice for American Indian and Alaska Native people, the launch of an investigation into U.S. Indian boarding schools, and the formation of the Secretary's Tribal Advisory Committee for direct engagement with tribal leaders. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
There are now booster recommendations for all three available COVID-19 vaccines in the United States, and you may choose which booster shot you receive. More info at aaip.org or cdc.gov/coronavirus, who support this show.
Support by Navajo Language Renaissance, presenting Rosetta Stone Navajo for Apple and Android devices with two learning levels, a self-correcting pronunciation feature, and a new Level 1 workbook designed to make learning Navajo easier. Info at NavajoRenaissance.org.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.